This is your call to action. Get prepared, America. Economy, survival, energy, disasters. This is USAprepares.com. Informative radio, educational radio. Interact now by emailing instructor at USAprepares.com or text at 434-390-7953. Class, please take your seats. Now, your instructor, Vincent Fennelli. Watch the greenbacks tumble.
The USAprepares.com. Dane Wigington's with us, and his organization, Geoengineering, geoengineeringwatch.org. And I'm delighted, absolutely delighted to have Dane back with us, because I'm very concerned about what's happening in our environment. As you know, class, I'm a farmer, and I look up and I look down, and I've seen the droughts, and I've seen the devastation, and I see the dying trees, and I see the effect that it has on our cows. I see the streams drying up. I see the ponds drying up and cracking. I see that farmers have no idea what to do, and they're having a really tough time planning. And I'm doing things that I just can't imagine. As a matter of fact, I went to Arkansas with our 26-foot gooseneck trailer, and I bought a section of a used chicken farm, and I'm going to install it in the next month or so. And it's I bought 120 feet long of this 400-foot-long farm, 40 feet wide, and I need to store hay in it. Why? Because I can't afford to lose 25% to 30% of the hay to rot by keeping it outside. Also, when it's freezing cold, I need to have a place to protect the cows from the elements. So I needed the barn for multiple reasons. Dane Wigington, I just wanted to share those thoughts with you. I'm so glad you're here. Do you have any comments on the extreme measures that I'm taking as a farmer buying a 40 by 120 foot barn?
No, many Vincent are having to take such measures in many arenas, from trying to grow a garden in our yard to, again, the farmers trying to grow the feed for the cattle. Everything's changing. I mean, when you toxify the entire environment, when you kill off the beneficial microbes, and this material is raining down on us from the climate engineering programs, the fallout, if you will, is bioavailable, and it has a horrific effect on soils, the soil's ability to grow anything. We're seeing that, you know, all over the Pacific Northwest, certainly other areas around the globe. So we see people taking extraordinary measures. For example, the soils here in Northern California, very productive soils only 10 years ago, we're seeing people that can't grow a garden here anymore. I mean, nothing grows. If something grows, it doesn't fruit. And when you kill off the beneficial soil microbes, what takes off, the non-beneficial, like funguses and molds and so forth, we're seeing lots and lots of that. So not only do we not have rain here in our area, when the rain does fall, it's toxic, of course, and so it affects every bit of production across the board.
Dane, you sent me a second-day package. It arrived yesterday. And it has some posters that are glossy. They're really fabulous posters. They're 8.5 by 11 glass. And I'll try to describe these. It says, geoengineering, global weather modification, is threatening all life on Earth. And 90% or more of page one, the front side, shows clouds before, normal clouds, the way they used to be. And then it shows clouds after, meaning after the spraying, and you'll see these chemtrails all over the sky, in horizontal lines, in crosshatch patterns, and then you'll see the flooding, the massive flooding where cars or a truck is submerged in water. I mean, the entire bed of the pickup truck is in water. Half the engine is covered in water. It's up to the door handles on a Dodge pickup truck. And then there's another part of the front page that shows a photo or an image of a dry lake bed. And that dry, cracked lake bed, I'm sure you have this mental image right now of the brown soil cracked. That is exactly what the ponds on our farm looked like 2 years ago, 2012, when we had this massive, massive drought. And, you know, when it did finally start to rain and the ponds filled up, those cracks have destroyed the ability for our ponds to hold water. And right now, they don't hold water. So now I'm trying to figure out exactly how am I going to fix those cracks at the bottom of the ponds. Either I drain the ponds and kill the fish, or try to get the fish and put them in another pond. Exactly how do I fix the bottom of a pond, you know, that still has some water in it? I don't know, other than maybe damaging the fish that are, you know, killing the fish in there as I try to run a chain harrow through the bottom of the pond. I'm not really sure exactly how to fix it. I need to think about it some more. But, you know, there's some challenges that we have, small challenges like that, right, that are all over the country as a result of what I believe is geoengineering. Does that make sense to you, Dane?
It does. I mean, those small challenges are going to be big challenges very soon, Vincent, and that we're going to have a planet that's broken, permanently broken, that doesn't support life anymore. And again, I never wanted this job. I'm not a political activist in any sense, and I've never been an activist at all. But when you look at the ramifications of climate engineering, the ramifications of the intentional disruption of Earth's life support systems, the planet's atmosphere is as thin as a layer of paint around a basketball. That's what allows us to live on planet Earth. When you disrupt the entire system, is what you just described, when you aerosolize, which is the saturation of the atmosphere with ultra-fine nanoparticulates, as they do globally, you tend to migrate moisture from one place to another, so you have drought and deluge. You disrupt the entire equilibrium of the system, a toxic disruption, by the way, too. So people don't even recognize what a real cloud is anymore. We hardly ever have blue skies anymore. And even people, when storm fronts come in and you have a break in the clouds and you see a white overstory above the lower level cumulus clouds, that's 100% climate engineering. A lot of people, even who know geoengineering is going on, think it's just the horizon-to-horizon trails on an otherwise clear day. Not true. If your sky's not blue and your clouds aren't white, you have climate engineering going on above your head. And even when you don't see the in-your-face stuff happening, the air is full of these particulates. I challenge anybody on a day after heavy spraying, especially with no winds, maybe you have a calm day, a lot of spraying, go outside at night in the, you know, late hours of the evening, shine an extremely bright light up, and you will be shocked at how much material is raining down on you. And granted, there's always some particulates in the atmosphere, but the comparison between a clear day, if you could find one again, and a day after this heavy spraying is astounding. It looks like it's snowing at night. If you shine a very, very bright light up, and you look into that beam, I mean, you can get an idea of how much is coming down on us. And let me give an example, Vincent, of just how total and how global this saturation of toxic metals is. And let's start with aluminum, because that's a primary element in these geoengineering programs, because it's reflective. That's the goal, to reflect sunlight, even though it traps radiant heat as well and it poisons everything. But a survey was done in 2010 of 1,000 whales from around the globe, from the most remote places on the planet. And they decided to test for inorganics at the last moment. And the report said, and I quote, "The whales all had jaw-dropping levels of aluminum in their tissues." Well, if these whales are sucking it in, you know we are. And this stuff's building up in our system. And I focused on this battle for this reason. If you are facing an all-out assault against the life support systems of the planet, your own health, you can't walk out the door without breathing this in, it's poisoning virtually everything in your world, from your garden to your forest to the air that you breathe. How does one not face that fight first and foremost? I mean, that is a direct assault on life on Earth, period. And I hope people realize the gravity of the situation, because as I've argued before, if we can't stop this constant onslaught, this toxin that we're breathing in, and we're not firing on all neurons, we're not thinking clearly, and all of us are on that path right now. We're all breathing this in. There's no question about that. We have lab tests from around the globe. We're not going to face any challenge soon.
Dane, during the top of the hour break, when you had connected and we were talking off the air, you mentioned that this is something that you're doing, and you're doing it 24 hours a day. It's not something that you really chose to do. You know, you're looking forward to doing it. And you mentioned it just a minute or so ago that, you know, you talked about activism. And I came from the same place. This is not something that I chose to do. I'm retired. I don't have to do it. But I feel that I must do it. I feel that I must ring the alarm, because the threats to us are so large. They're great. They're in large numbers, and I believe humanity could be extinct as a result of what is happening, what we are doing to ourselves, geoengineering, the food that we're eating with the toxins, Fukushima. I mean, we're messing with everything, electromagnetic radiation. The threats are all around us. So that's why I'm doing it. I'm really, really concerned. And I wanted to thank you for your part in this fight. And although you may not think you're an activist, you've become one. You've become a major activist in this theater of geoengineering. Dane, a couple nights ago, it was really hot here at the farm, as it was last night. And I was looking up at the sky, exactly as you talked about, and it was very, very cloudy, meaning I couldn't really see the moon. It was just a fuzzy, non-round shape. It did not look like the moon. I knew it was because of its position, but it was the only object in the sky that I could see. And I saw a lot of particulates, as you're talking about. And I didn't even want to open the windows in the farmhouse because of the amount of toxicity that I could visibly see raining down on the farm. Would you discuss that? Are we at risk leaving our windows open at night in this situation?
The more exposed you are to the open atmosphere when this stuff's raining down, absolutely increases the risk. That's a mathematical fact. There's no getting around that. You can't filter this stuff out. We're talking about nanoparticulates. So even if you have a HEPA filter that pulls air into your house and, you know, filters that air, these particulates go right through it. It would be, again, like trying to catch a minnow with a tuna net. It doesn't work. These particulates pass through all standard filter medians. So, yes, all of us are exposed. Again, you can't hide from this. You can't choose it. You can choose to eat organic foods. You can choose to do a lot of things. Although there's no organic right now because these particulates are saturating everything. But you can in your life choose to avoid certain things. None of us can choose to avoid this. None of us. And that's what makes this threat so incredibly dire. We cannot escape it. No matter what we do, no matter where we go, this toxin is raining down on all of us, and we're all sucking it in with every breath we take, Vincent. No question about that.
And when we come back, let me propose this question. Who is not coughing among us? Who is not coughing? Think about that. Dane Wigington, I'll be right back. We're talking about geoengineering.
So you think your basement will save your family? Think again. A separate, certified safe room placed in the basement, properly anchored to the floor, offers the best chance of survival and protection. And the best safe room you can buy is at Missouri Storm Shelters. You saw them at USAPrepares.com Expo. Missouri Storm Shelters has the largest selection of certified storm shelters in the world, tested against winds up to 250 miles per hour. That exceeds the EF5 rating. Missouri Storm Shelters meet or exceed FEMA's 320 and 360 recommended standards, and also NSSA and ICC 500 standards. See Missouri Storm Shelters right here in Nixon, Missouri, or online at MissouriStormShelters.com, or call for pricing and details at 417-725-0055. 417-725-0055. Missouri Storm Shelters, because basements won't save your family.
Mike Stenerson from Midas Resources. At no time in history have precious metals been more important, certainly not in my 22 years in the industry. The dollar has lost over 90% of its value in the last 60 years. No fiat currency has ever survived the government printing presses. Ours is not immune. The time is now to be proactive. 1-800-686-2237, extension 116. Anything tied to the dollar is at risk. CDs, annuities, 401ks, IRAs, stocks, bonds, you name it. So decide. Do you want to leave a legacy of wealth or debt for your family? The choice is yours. Call me at 1-800-686-2237, extension 116. That's 1-800-686-2237, extension 116. Be proactive, not reactive. Call 1-800-686-2237, extension 116.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
There are many things the human body can do very well, but maintaining the proper pH level isn't always one of them. That's where AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops can make a world of difference. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops helps your body do what's natural. Just a few drops a day helps rid your body of harmful waste and acid while promoting health and restoring vibrance and energy. Alkalizing boosts your immune system and can help fight headaches, irritability, cramping, and insomnia. Alkalizing also helps the body fight depression and even bone loss. To learn more about the importance of alkalizing and how you can find life-changing and vital balance, please visit AlkaVision's brand new website at AlkaVision.com. Same great products, but now easier to use and more informative than ever before. To get your very own plasma pH drops for just $29.95, call 800-518-7615 or visit AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Alkalize your body and supercharge your health at the new AlkaVision.com.
No whining. Only expert guests and seasoned opinions. Instruction that matters. At the controls, Vincent Finelli.
Geoengineeringwatch.org. Dane Wigington's with us. Dane, I mentioned who is not coughing, you know, just before we went into a break. Is that a valid question?
It is. I mean, let's look at some hard stats. Respiratory mortality in the continental U.S. from 2005 to 2010 went from 8th on the list to 3rd. This is a gargantuan leap. We think the CDC is hiding now, but it may be in 2nd. So we're talking about, obviously, there's a huge factor in this equation that's not being acknowledged. We've just outlined that factor. I mean, we're talking about jets raining down, as stated by geoengineers, tens of millions of tons of ultrafine nanoparticulates into the sky day in, day out. This is the stated goal of geoengineering, geoengineering patents, of which we have about 150 listed at geoengineeringwatch.org. You can't get a patent unless what you're doing works for whatever the stated cause is, and that doesn't mean they address the consequences of the stated purpose, which obviously they're not. But, yes, asthma, Alzheimer's, autism, COPD, everything that would relate to being exposed to these particulates is happening, everything. We're seeing stats I've gone over before, but as of April of last year, 1 in 3 seniors in the U.S. now dies with Alzheimer's and or dementia. These are astounding figures, and all of us are on this path. There's no question about that. And so, again, not only do we face this constant and ever-present threat from the toxified environment that we now live in that you can't escape. I don't care where you go, as I outlined with the whales, you can't escape this. We're talking about weather systems that are completely disrupted on the cattle. I want to outline one more thing for the cattle farmers, and I'm not sure we covered this on our last meeting, Vincent, but the 100,000 cattle that died, or, you know, there's different figures, in South Dakota last year, you remember that? From the snowstorm? Okay, that was October 4th. And if people look up engineered snowstorms begin again, if they just look up engineered snowstorms, they'll find a lot of our articles, some of my articles. But that was a completely engineered event, and people should wonder how you can have a snowstorm in Dakota when you have temperatures at... I posted the maps because they were erased offline quite quickly after this. But you had this snowstorm that killed up to 100,000 cattle in Dakota while you had 85 degrees in rain in Chicago, 89 degrees in rain in Kansas City. How the hell do you have 100,000 cattle die from a snowstorm on October 4th, cattle that are used to that sort of condition, and it was 40-plus degrees ambient temperature? It's called ice nucleation for weather modification. We have the patents for this, which means they can chemically convert what should have been rain into a nucleated snowstorm, and this is not speculation. The Chinese government openly announced they were doing this. In fact, you can look up Chinese scientists create artificial snowstorm. They announced publicly they were doing this until they did $1 billion worth of damage to Beijing. This is all completely documented. So our government's up to their neck in this as well. We have a patent from NASA, ice nucleation for weather modification. What this does, people know that they have their first aid kit that sits on their shelf 20 years. You mix the chemicals together, you have ice. They can do this on a scale now that boggles the mind, and it causes what's termed an endothermic reaction when you chemically nucleate. And I have posted articles, they're on Geoengineering Watch, with lab tests so people can see with their own eyes just how powerful these ice nucleating agents are. And in two of these lab tests, you can, this, for example, we know we have barium in the snow. We know that. We've tested it. Barium is an ice nucleating element. So if you mix barium hydroxide and ammonium, you can drop temperatures about 100 degrees instantly in a beaker. There's also biological nucleating agents. And we show this, by the way, the lab tests we show the beaker, show the freeze instantly. You can, it's a two-minute video. Biological agents also, a couple drops in a full container of water freezes it instantly. You can flip it upside down instantly. So this is what they're using, a lot of the chemically nucleated storms back to the cattle. These cattle should not have died. But even though the air temperatures were not very cold, when you have this endothermic reacting material against their hides, it kills them. And that's what happened. That's why you see a few days after that storm, cows are laying around in the mud, dead. There's no snow because the temperatures were far too warm. But this experiment killed the cattle. And we're seeing the same sort of flash burn on plants, foliage, where temperatures weren't very low, but somehow plants that are extremely cold hardy were chemically flash burned. So what I'm stating is there is no natural weather, none. Not only is our entire environment completely toxified from the clouds to the ground, there is no natural weather. Everything is being orchestrated at this point in a very haphazard manner. It's like weather whack-a-mole, and it's disrupting the entire life support system of the planet, period.
Dean, we come back, I'd like to share with you an observation that I made of our ponds during the freezing. The surface froze, our ponds and other ponds, and I'd like to talk about the weather at that time. Very, very unusual. Dean Wigington and I will be right back. Geoengineeringwatch.org.
It's hard to imagine when things are going reasonably well just how quickly things can change. But what would it take? Economic collapse? Massive crop failure? Chemical or biological attack? So many situations could find you in the grocery looking to pick up food for your family only to find that the shelves are empty. There's nothing. Don't let that happen. Act today to make sure that if it ever comes to that, you and your family will be provided for. Visit freezedryguy.com to look at the wide variety of survival foods available. Freeze-dried foods from the Freeze Dry Guy store longer, rehydrate faster, are nutritionally superior to, and taste better than any other long-term storage food available. Visit freezedryguy.com or call toll-free 866-404-3663. FreezeDryGuy.com.
Spring time is save big time at Herbal Healer Academy. Long-term customers know spring is the time to stock up at HerbalHealer.com. And for new customers, welcome to the web's best place to save on vitamins, minerals, and more. Log on for spring specials, including our 500 parts per million colloidal silver, all sizes on sale. Choose from Herbal Healer's great variety of weight loss products like apple cider vinegar, Hoodia and Metabolic Complex, and Pro Metabolic, all on sale now. Also, the anti-parasite Intestinal Freedom and Warwood Plus Complex, plus Stevia Liquid Sweetener and the Super Enzymes, all on sale for spring at HerbalHealer.com. As always, we offer certificate correspondence courses in natural medicine. Enjoy same-day shipping and free online newsletter. Log on now to HerbalHealer.com and click on Spring Specials to save big with our nation's leader in supplying quality natural medicine and education since 1988, Herbal Healer Academy.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products, most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey guy at GoBerkey.com and be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey guy.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document? Worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong, or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call, and how much will it cost? Our friends at Legal Shield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average over 19 years of experience, Legal Shield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to Legal Shield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let Legal Shield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE. 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
Heart and Body Extract continues to receive positive testimonials from people who have experienced amazing results, like Reed.
I just wanted to send you a quick but a very big thank you for Heart and Body Extract. I've been on the formula for nearly a month now, and the improvement in the circulation of my legs has been simply amazing.
Reed was facing a tough choice.
I was facing surgery due to the severity of 100% blocked arteries in both my legs. And my decision, waiting for surgery, to say no and try Heart and Body Extract instead, has been thankfully the right decision.
And the result?
I can now walk up steps without noticeable pain.
Order Heart and Body Extract at 866-295-5305, 866-295-5305, or hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, for a long and healthy life.
Pencils, paper, notebooks, iPads. Class is now in session. USAPrepares.com. Educational radio. Set your memory to high power. Your USAPrepares.com instructor, Vincent Finelli, at the controls.
Dane, as I mentioned on this broadcast, we lost a lot of young calves as they were born. January, February. And, you know, I noticed the temperature would drop 40 degrees a day. And, from night to day, there'd be a 40 degree difference in temperature. And the cows would be rained on and then they'd be frozen and their hides would literally be frozen and they would die. They couldn't stand it. And that's why I'm building this barn, to keep them out of the rain. But here's what I noticed. Now, we have ponds on our farm, many ponds, and they're stock ponds where we have fish in them, and the cows go into the ponds and drink, and we have a stream that runs through the farm. Well, it was all frozen. Now, what I noticed was the top layer, of course, was ice on the ponds, and I'm only talking like a pond that might be a quarter of an acre or maybe a little larger. And across the road, there's another farmer who has some ponds that I can see from the road. And his ponds were frozen. And ice kind of looked kind of funny. It's kind of a whitish ice. But after it warmed up for a few days, the top layer of the ponds stayed frozen, and they should not have. They should have melted. And what I'm saying is, even the ice is behaving abnormally. Is this something that you're seeing other places besides what I'm seeing?
You're exactly right. And this is what endothermic reacting materials do, period. We had ice in Northern California. I have 16 ponds in my preserve as well. So we saw ice with pond water temperatures of 40 degrees.
That's what I'm talking about.
That's exactly what happens with this type of chemical reacting ice. People don't understand ice nucleating science, and so this all seems impossible to them. It's not possible. It's hard science, period. I mean, it's not impossible. It's absolutely completely normal when you use these chemicals for this to happen, or at least it's the expected result. So we had pond water here, 40 degrees, nighttime lows, 40-plus degrees, daytime high, 65 degrees. We had ice remain on ponds for 3 weeks with those temperatures. And the chemical reaction was so powerful, it was gassing the water right out of the pond, which means it sublimates, it uses the water is being chemically reacted within this ice to keep this material maintained, and it was actually lowering the pond levels precipitously. So this is why we see the type of snow that many have seen. If people Google the fake snow that a lot of even laymen noticed this last winter, snow was sublimating. It was not melting and running off as usual. It would convert. Sublimation means when an artificially nucleated material converts from a solid to a vapor without going through the liquid space. This is what we have with dry ice, for example, right? It doesn't go through the liquid phase. It sublimates, creates from a solid to a gas without going through the liquid phase. So this is what we have. This is what's occurring. And in fact, again, the lab tests are there to prove it. There's no question this is going on. And that's how you end up. It causes a very temporary but severe cool down by this chemical reaction. So we had, I did another article on this. May 1st last year, Amarillo, Texas was 100 degrees on the ground, all-time record high for the day. It snowed the next day. You can't have that kind of swing without massive engineering and massive chemical nucleation. So, again, we have the patents for these processes. The Chinese openly announced they were doing it. Anybody believes it's not possible has simply not done their homework. It's highly toxic. The Great Lakes froze over this year. You probably heard a lot about that, right?
Yes, absolutely.
Okay, you know,
yes.
And the Weather Channel and a lot of other people really jumped up and down as if this is some sign of an atmospheric cooling. Did you see these 75-pound ice boulders that were visible on the lake? I don't know if we...
No, I didn't, but I do know that the lakes did freeze completely over, and it did make the news, and we put a post on that on our website.
Well, this is what people should look up. Look up ice boulders on Lake Michigan. Now, this is an incredibly unusual phenomenon. It's only been seen the last 3 years. Why would this happen? When there's no historical record of this, why would this happen? It's because the materials balling up around the ice nucleating chemicals. So you have pictures of the lake covered with 75-pound ice boulders. Now, shouldn't people wonder what the hell could create a phenomenon like this? It's the ice nucleating material that they're saturating over these lakes again and again and again to try to freeze them up. And the same thing's happening in the Arctic right now. They're using the same types of materials. And if people doubt the power of these materials, again, I challenge them. I just sent you two articles, Vincent, which you can post. And in one of those articles, you have two-minute lab tests where people can see, again, a couple drops of biological nucleating material in a full vessel of water freezes it instantly. They are using these materials. We know this. We're testing the snow. So there's nothing that's untainted at this point, nothing. There's nothing that's not being meddled with, hampered. The entire weather system is disrupted. While we bake and burn in the West, places in the East are far below normal temperatures, but that's a very shallow layer of cold on the surface. I stress that. If you talk to people who are frequent flyers, they pop right out of that cold level at, you know, 2,000, 3,000 feet up. Temperatures drop or go up 20 degrees. It's a cold layer just like that sits in the freezers in a market. You have a open freezer with the cold air that just sits there. So they're trying to create the illusion of cold in certain places. I mean, it is cold, but it's not a global situation. There's been so much damage. Geoengineering alone, and I'm not saying this is the only cause, but that one factor by itself has done so much damage to the climate system that now the powers that be, in addition to poisoning us, dumbing us down with the materials that reduce our cognitive function that we're all breathing, they're also trying to cover up the damage they've done. Just like an example I've used before, Corexit, the chemical oil disbursement used in the Gulf of Mexico to hide the severity of that problem. by the environmental impact reports made it 52 times worse, but they used it anyway because they just want to hide the sort of crimes that they're committing. And the same with the climate engineering. To try to exercise power and control with weather warfare and these biological experiments and the using the atmosphere as a physics lab, the damage they've done over the last six decades is so severe that now they're simply in panic mode, also trying to help hide that as long as they can. So there is no natural weather at this point, Vincent, period. I say that with absolute certainty. Anybody who examines the data will come to the same conclusion. And so not only are Earth's life support systems being completely disrupted, again, our entire biosphere is being toxified.
Dane, you mentioned aluminum, and I can tell you for a fact that I'm running into more and more people over the last couple of years who are talking about their inability to remember. They're saying, I can't remember. You know, I used to be able to remember. I can't remember. And it's people of all ages. I mean, it's not just the senior citizens that can't remember. It's a lot of people who are, you know, they think, geez, you know, I used to be able to remember. I can't do it. And if you look now, I think it's had an impact on reading. I'm finding that fewer and fewer people are actually reading books today. They're watching television because that's easy. And I'm talking about bright people. I'm not talking about people who, you know, don't have the ability to read. I'm talking about bright people who have degrees that have gone to the university and have done well in their lives, but now they're vegetating and watching TV as they get older.
This is why I stress the dire nature of this issue, geoengineering. And this is happening to all of us. Whether people believe it or not is irrelevant. It's happening. We know the material's there. We know we're breathing it in. We know what it does to the human organism. This is a fight for life, quite literally. That's not alarmism. It's fact. So if people don't help to expose this issue, to bring it to light and bring it to a halt, soon enough it will be game over. When we can't think our way through every day because our neurons aren't firing, because they're clogged up with these toxic metals that we know, again, according to internationally recognized scientists like Russell Blaylock, we know this stuff enters through the lung lining, goes straight into the bloodstream, adheres to cell receptors, and slowly but surely reduces our ability to think, reduces our body's ability to function, our immune system. This is a fight for life. There's no two ways of looking at this, Vincent, period. What your observations are exactly correct. Exactly correct. We have the stats to prove it. Now, to see an Alzheimer's commercial is as normal as seeing an asthma commercial, because everybody's going to get Alzheimer's, right? And we're being conditioned to accept this as normal. It's not normal. It's absolutely not normal.
When I think about the snow that we've had this past winter, the snow didn't feel right. It felt very light, you know, for its volume. It didn't have the mass that you would expect snow to have. And I also saw in the snow, and I showed it to Mrs. Finelli when we were out on the farm many, many times. I said, look at this. Look at the different colors that the snow crystals are reflecting light. It's like it was like looking through a prism, multiple colors. This was absolutely, positively not normal snow. Light, the ponds didn't thaw properly, as we talked about. Is this what you were seeing too in California?
The little bit we got, yes. But again, as the moisture normally flows from west to east, mm-hmm. and they aerosolize the moisture in the west, which means it doesn't. Most of it doesn't fall here, and you can look at the U.S. drought monitor and see, you know, the west of the western U.S. is being parched to the bone while a lot of the east is getting hammered. We just saw 2 feet of rain again in Florida, 24 hours. So it migrates that moisture from one place to another. But the snow that did fall, yes, and where I live, we had 3 days below freezing all winter. Three. That's it. We have plants that are extremely cold hardy, like date palms, down to single-digit numbers hardy. And even though it only got to the high 20s, that was the coldest it got here, those trees, those palm trees, were flash chemically burnt. I mean, horrific damage. How is that possible? Because of the endothermic reacting chemicals in this mix. There's no question, because we lab tested it. We're not guessing. The materials are there. The same materials that show up on the ice nucleating patents are in the snow, period. We're not... We're not speculating at all in this, Vincent. This is going on, and I challenge again anybody to research engineered snowstorms. Google it. Look for yourself. Look at the lab tests from the links I just sent to you. This is the degree to which these guys are completely disrupting our natural climate system and toxifying the entire planet. There's no question. And there's no, at this point, they're being backed into a corner. I believe now that at any given point in time, they could change the mix, and we're all done. And we see the viruses now that are starting to spread in different areas, the MERS virus, the SARS virus, Ebola.
Right.
You know, when does that become a part of the mix as well? I mean, these are all things we should consider and think about because we know they biological test. We know they don't have any problem spraying their own Agent Orange, depleted uranium. How many examples do we need?
When we come back, let's bring this right back down to everybody's backyard. And what I mean by that is during this winter, I had a tractor that got stuck driving across a field because it was so cold that the fuel gelled. Okay? I also had a tractor or tractors that had batteries that could not generate or provide enough current to start the tractors. We'll talk about that when we come back.
So you think your basement will save your family? Think again. A separate, certified safe room placed in the basement, properly anchored to the floor, offers the best chance of survival and protection. And the best safe room you can buy is at Missouri Storm Shelters. You saw them at USAPrepares.com Expo. Missouri Storm Shelters has the largest selection of certified storm shelters in the world, tested against winds up to 250 miles per hour. That exceeds the EF5 rating. Missouri Storm Shelters meet or exceed FEMA's 320 and 360 recommended standards, and also NSSA and ICC 500. Standards. See Missouri Storm Shelters right here in Nixon, Missouri, or online at MissouriStormShelters.com. Or call for pricing and details at 417-725-0055. 417-725-0055. Missouri Storm Shelters. Because basements won't save your family.
Harvest Right is the world's first in-home freeze dryer. Freeze dry your own fruits, vegetables, meats, and full meals. With Harvest Right, you can prepare foods that last 25 years, preserving its freshness, nutrition, color, and taste. All your food can be freeze dried. So don't throw away your leftovers. Freeze dry them with this incredible in-home money-saving freeze dryer. Go to HarvestRight.com to see how the Harvest Right freeze dryer works. That's HarvestRight.com.
I'm David Cordani, President and CEO of Cigna. We're proud to support the March of Dimes by walking in the March for Babies. It feels great to know that the money we raise funds life-saving research and programs that improve the health of babies. With your help, we can make this year better than ever. Join Cigna and our coworkers across the country in March for Babies to help more moms have full-term pregnancies and healthier babies. Start your team today at marchforbabies.org and march to help our babies. Thank you.
This is a special news alert to consumers who owe back taxes to the IRS.
Due to the financial hardship consumers are facing during the decline in the U.S. economy, the Internal Revenue Service is now accepting reduced settlements from consumers on back taxes, resulting in back taxes reduced by thousands of dollars. An open phone line has been established by Federal Tax Relief for consumers to call and see if you qualify for this reduction. To ensure your financial stability during this decline in the economy, take down this number or store it in your cell phone, but call 1-800-210-1349. That's 1-800-210-1349. If you owe back taxes to the IRS, there's no need to fear anymore. The IRS is now accepting reduced settlements from consumers, resulting in tax debts reduced by thousands of dollars. For your free information and to see if you qualify for your reduction, call the Federal Tax Relief Hotline, 1-800-210-1349. 1-800-210-1349. That's 1-800-210-1349.
Mother's Day is right around the corner. If you haven't ordered your Mother's Day flowers yet, make sure to visit ProFlowers.com for an amazing deal. ProFlowers has a Mother's Day special for radio listeners. Get 100 gorgeous blooms for mom with a free glass vase for $19.99. And if you want to make her day even more special, upgrade to a premium vase and add gourmet chocolates for just $9.99 more. Mom will be so happy when she unwraps her beautiful bouquet of blooms, guaranteed to stay fresh and beautiful for at least one full week. Each time she looks at her Mother's Day flowers, she'll think of you. But hurry, this deal expires soon, so make sure to place your order today. The only way to get this incredible deal is to go to proflowers.com/radio right now and enter the code PLOW, P-L-O-W, proflowers.com/radio, code PLOW, P-L-O-W. That's proflowers.com/radio and enter code PLOW, P-L-O-W.
Question. Could too many GMO foods and toxins be overloading your digestive and immune systems? Answer, yes. If you're searching for a powerful detox that's gentle enough to use every day, use Pro-EM1 from Terriganics. Pro-EM1 is a powerful liquid probiotic that uses good bacteria to suppress pathogens and gently eliminate toxins from your body. A healthy digestive system will cleanse and remove toxins, support weight loss, improve absorption of food nutrients, and aid in controlling yeast and other infections. Pro-EM1 is made with only non-GMO and certified organic ingredients, has no preservatives, and is dairy, soy, wheat, and gluten-free. Pro-EM1 is the key to your digestive health. Order Pro-EM1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganix.com, spelled Terraganix.com, or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Also available through Amazon Prime. Pro-EM1 from Terraganix. Life's getting better.
It's gonna be sliding.
What are today's hot?
Why?
Oh God, you're take my. When you go to the
PC,
for 2 seconds.
Class is back in session. Turn up the volume. USAPrepares.com with the original survival economist, Vincent Fennelly.
Dane, one of the things that I do during this broadcast is I discuss my observations because I look down and I look up and I look around, and because my livelihood depends on the farm, I have to do that. It's just part of being a farmer. And during this winter, we had these extreme shifts in temperature, these 40-degree drops that I was talking about here in the Ozark Mountains in Missouri. I have three John Deere tractors and an International tractor. And what happened was the temperature dropped so quickly that tractors that would start before would no longer start, which was a serious problem for me. I mean, without a tractor, I cannot feed my cows hay. And the cows couldn't find anything to eat because the fields were covered with snow. So if I didn't feed the cows, they would die. And what I'm saying is the temperature dropped so quickly that the even treated diesel fuel that was treated to prevent gelling gelled in the fuel lines. And I could not move the tractor stuck in the field until it warmed up, another 20 degrees. So that was one thing. And so how many people who were driving diesel vehicles experienced fuel gelling problems where their diesel trucks would no longer run? And I'm talking about even pickup trucks or diesel cars. How about this? How many of you this winter bought new batteries because your vehicle would not start? You're going out to work and your battery was dead. But you know what? Those same batteries that were dead this winter are working fine in our tractors right now. They're working fine as the weather warmed up. So what I'm saying is, I'll bet you this cost a lot of us a lot of money that we did not need to spend. And batteries that used to be $34 a piece, $35 a piece, are now $130 a piece. Just 4 years later. Dave, your thoughts?
Yeah, we can't quantify the damage that's already been done to the amount of people who have already literally died because of these programs for all the reasons stated, the respiratory issues from cold events, from hot events, the amount of out-of-balance behavior of the climate now because of these programs. I just sent you another article, Vincent, that I would hope you examine. Well, again, while you guys have frozen in the east, we have baked in the west. L.A. was 90 degrees in February. We are frying out here in the west, literally. This is the sort of thing that is created only from climate engineering. So I stress to people, again, that investigate these issues. Google engineered snowstorms. What are they spraying? I mean, that's the exact title of an article I just sent to you, Vincent. People could see the lab test that I'm talking about. Nothing is untainted. The atmosphere is a giant physics lab for those in power. They don't give a damn about the consequences. In fact, that's another side benefit for them, the fact that we're all getting sicker by the day from the fallout from these programs. This is absolute science fact. So everybody needs to help sound the alarm. Everybody is needed in this battle. I stress, if we don't win this battle, if we don't expose climate engineering and bring it to a halt, it's going to be game over soon enough. It's damaging the planet's life support systems from bottom to top. Geoengineeringwatch.org, we try to be a tool for this. No advertising, no politics, only geoengineering. SkyderAlert.com, another site that you can actually record where they're spraying. It automatically sends notices out to your local legislators. That's another great tool we have. So geoengineeringwatch.org, SkyderAlert.com. We need everybody on deck for this in this fight. If we could expose this issue, those participating, our brothers and sisters in the military who are being told they're doing something good, which could not be further from the truth, they, their families, their children would realize that they are being used as tools to literally destroy Earth's life support systems and any chance they have for a future. So we need to bring this to light so that those military personnel who would not participate, I believe, if they knew this was going on, we need them to know.
And Dane, I've used the term murder, the word murder, and I believe that that's what's happened to our cows. That's what's happening to we, the people. And I also believe that everyone involved in the spraying of these chemicals is complicit in that murder. And during the Nazi trials at Nuremberg after World War II, the Nazis who committed murder, mass atrocities, just said, hey, we're just following orders. And, you know, it's no excuse. It's absolutely no excuse. And I believe,
right.
And I believe that any politician who is not doing everything he and she can to stop this murder is complicit in the murder.
Fully agree.
Strong words. I'm glad you agree. Dane, we'll talk off the air and we'll get you back on again and again and again. This is important, class. How many people do you know who are using inhalers? How many? How many run oxygen? It's all around us. Dane Wigington, thanks so much. Geoengineeringwatch.org. I'm Vin Finelli. Class, above all, honesty and integrity. What happens next is up to you.
What I'm about to tell you is based on information obtained from a little-known government document called FT-900. This bombshell government document contains evidence of a political scandal that will destroy Obama's political career and ruin the retirement of millions of unprepared Americans. I've just posted a video at www.obamasecret.com that not only analyzes the contents of this document, but it walks you through the exact timeline of how and when this scandal is set to unfold. This imminent scandal will trigger a virtually unstoppable chain of events that will swipe trillions off markets and retirement accounts everywhere. This event will, however, also trigger what promises to be the biggest wealth transfer in the history of our nation. But you only have a few weeks left to take all the necessary steps to protect yourself and your family. Visit www.obamasecret.com to view my newly released video. Again, that's www.obamasecret.com before it's too late.
A little over a year ago, I began to do a lot of research into why, even though I had a pretty good-sized meal, that I was still starving. And my research led me to a well-known fact that most of the soils that we grow our crops on here in the United States and across the industrialized world are almost completely depleted of almost all of the key minerals and trace elements that our bodies need to rebuild themselves, fight off cancer, and be healthy. I then searched out the best vitamin and mineral company out there and discovered Youngevity. The Youngevity products are designed to give you the real nutrition you need, and once you've got that, you don't have to eat as much to be satisfied. I've lost 37 pounds in 2 months simply getting the vitamins and minerals I need. Check it out for yourself. It's incredible. Go to InfoWarsTeam.com today and order your first canister of Beyond Tangy Tangerine Complete Multivitamin Mineral Complex Dietary Supplement. That's InfoWarsTeam.com.